Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 11th, 2005. Today's message is titled, When Vile is Honored. There is an obscure scripture portion that I first heard several months ago, as I recall, and had put it in my notes to write an encouragement message concerning this verse, is Psalm 12, verse 8, which states, The wicked freely strut about when what is vile is honored among men. I really enjoy watching baseball in October, and the other night I was flipping through the channels in search of a playoff game. I came across a show where a lady was beating up on someone with a huge white family Bible with the words, Holy Bible, prominently on the cover. The brief dialogue I witnessed was clearly intended to characterize Christians as absolute hypocrites and bozos. I only watched in disgust for a few minutes, but it was obviously another cheap attack on Christians. Today's Bible text is a stunning observation which we can so easily see all around us. In so many ways, the vile is honored among men. The vile is reckoned as good and is not merely accepted but even honored. The Amplified Bible uses this phrase, Vileness is exalted and baseness is made high among the sons of men. The ancient statement of the prophet Isaiah is so appropriate. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. When violence is honored, the wicked freely strut about. God's commands are healthy restraint, but the nature of sin is to see these restraints as restricting our freedom and pleasure. When these restraints are removed or ignored, the wicked freely strut about. Other versions state, the wicked strut about on every side. Today, I want to again call my brothers and sisters who, like me, follow Christ to obedience to God's commands. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Again, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on this overcast Tuesday morning here in South Central rural Pennsylvania, my little spot on planet Earth. I want to share with you today the prayer that my wife prayed as she read and emptied the encouragement today, and then so often does express her input in this as a prayer. Lord Jesus, I never expected to raise my child in the decadent society in which we live. I know my parents probably thought the same thing when they witnessed the decline of the moral climate in which they raised me. As I bear my soul to you, Jesus, you know how fearful I am that my child will be tempted to follow in the godless direction the world beckons her. As much as I try to restrict her exposure to undesirable behavior and teach her what is right and wrong, I know I am limited in my role as a parent. Lord, as I faithfully bring her to you in prayer, and as I seek to live a consistent, godly life, I am doing what you have asked me. May the standards of this world never be my guidebook. Instead, I desire to embrace and teach the timeless and relevant truths contained in your word. And I will trust you to work in the hearts of those whom I seek to influence for your kingdom this day. In your name, I pray. Amen. And I'm sure that is the prayer of each parent and grandparent reading and listening to this today. Have a wonderful day today. Stay faithful and stay encouraged.